This is Politico Energy. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron. Last week, House Democrats passed a $3 trillion package to help many areas of the American economy. But one sector was nowhere to be found: renewable energy. Anthony, you talked to Congressman Paul Tonko, Scott Peters, Earl Blumenauer, and Sean Casten on the Hill about this. Can you tell us why Democrats didn't include clean energy in the HEROES Act?
That's a great question, and I think one that a lot of people in the renewable energy industry would like an answer to.
Hello?
Hey, Congressman, how are you?
Good, Anthony, how are you?
I can't complain.
How can I help you?
Well, so we've been hearing from a lot of clean energy advocates who have been disappointed, I think, frustrated that the House has not included assistance for them in the HEROES Act. And so I wanted to sort of get your reaction as to why you think the House chose not to.
Okay. Well, obviously, we're all about investing in the growth in our economy, which certainly includes the clean energy sector.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's obviously not just a priority, but it's an opportunity coming out.
Congressman, thank you for giving me a call this afternoon. I appreciate it. I wanted to get your take on sort of the report last week about clean energy jobs.
Well, it's pretty sobering.
Look, I totally share the frustration.
I think the official answer from House leadership would be that they've been focused on directly responding to the human health side of this. So they've been trying specifically to not allow other extraneous provisions that are not directly related to the public health emergency. That's what they'd say. But there are a lot of people rank and file in the House, and certainly people in the industry, who are going, where's the help for us? We're desperate.
Today, Politico's Anthony Adragna, Eric Wolf, and Gavin Bade on the Democrat snub of renewables in all of the economic relief packages thus far. It's Friday, May 22nd, and I'm your host, Kelsey Tamburino. So, Anthony, this huge House bill has zero chance of passing the Senate in its current form, let alone be signed by the president. So why aren't Democrats even bothering to include something for renewables as kind of a hat tip to the sector?
Yeah, you're making the argument that the industry's making perfectly. that's what they're saying. They're saying basically, this was a bill that isn't going to become law. It included provisions that benefited the cannabis industry, that benefited the biofuels industry, but there's nothing for the clean energy industry. And their fear is that when Republicans decide to come to the table to work on the next package, this wasn't in the opening offer. And that may weaken their hand in getting any sort of relief.
And it's not like this industry isn't really struggling, right?
That's Eric Wolf.
They've just released numbers that they have lost 600,000 jobs, you know, which is a huge hit for any industry. There's also going to be financing problems coming down the road. Some of the big developers can still get access to the big banks, but smaller developers are starting to struggle to find this very special kind of financing that they use. And there is a tried and true policy remedy for this that was used in 2009 and really helped boost both solar and wind. And they can't persuade House leadership to even put it on the table, as Anthony said.
And Gavin, what would help to these struggling renewable companies look like?
If the renewable sector got what they wanted, it would look like first converting the tax credits that can be difficult for them to process during a recession like we're going into direct payment grants. That's a big priority of a lot of people in the sector. I think a lot of other renewables people, like, they would love to see tax credits extended to battery storage, maybe even have some of the deadlines for tax credits pushed out because of delays stemming from the COVID crisis. And I think the renewables people were saying, well, if we couldn't get a messaging line now on something that doesn't even cost anything, how are we going to get a bigger aid package down the line? Do you know, one person who we talked to for the article said, you know, it shows you where the renewable energy sector is right now in Washington. There's just not a lot of juice there.
And Eric and Gavin, is there anything to say about what Republicans are doing for the sector? Has the Trump administration done something for renewables?
They did a little bit for the wind industry mainly. We reported a letter from IRS to Senator Grassley. Grassley had asked for an extension of some of the key deadlines for completing projects under the tax credit that wind cares about, the production tax credit. And IRS basically told Grassley, okay, we're going to do that. We're going to give them an extra year. And that's a big, big deal for wind, but it doesn't solve this financing problem that I was talking about before. It helps projects already underway, but nothing new, not the kind of stuff that the industry would hope, would argue, will dig the economy back out of its hole, put more people back to work with new projects and that sort of thing.
I will say, though, I don't think it's lost on people in the industry that the Trump administration at least threw them a bone, and the Democrats couldn't even symbolically do the same.
Also, yesterday, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, announced it expects a busy Atlantic hurricane season this year. In its outlook for this year's hurricane season, NOAA said it expects up to 19 named storms, of which 6 to 10 could reach hurricane levels, and almost half of those could become major hurricanes. The above-normal hurricane season could spell trouble for the federal government, which has already been spread thin while dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. Earlier this week, FEMA said it would, quote, generally minimize deployments to disaster-hit areas. Subscribe to the Morning Energy newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy and subscribe to this podcast for free on your favorite podcast player. You can listen to the show on your smart speaker. Just search for the Politico Energy Podcast. Our producers this week were Carlos Prieto and Adrian Hurst. The senior producer is Jenny Ament, and the executive producer is Irene Noguchi. Our editor is Matt Daly. And on the show this week,
Marie J. French,
Zach Coleman,
Anthony Adragna,
Eric Wolf,
Gavin Bate,
Ben LaFave.
Thanks, and we'll be back again on Tuesday.
Support for the Politico Energy Podcast comes from Chevron, partnering with California Bioenergy to transform farm waste into renewable natural gas and providing an alternative source of power for a cleaner way forward. For more information, visit chevron.com.